Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply the sparring partner. The sparring partner. The world of boxing has introduced us to this term we know as sparring partner. This is when one boxer will willingly help another boxer get ready for a fight, and he helps that boxer by actually getting in the ring and exchanging punches with him. He even pretends to be the opponent that the boxer is about to face on the championship fight. And yes, my friends and neighbors, that has a great relevance even to us as Christians. Why? Because partnerships make us stronger in Christ, not weaker. People who will push us to be better than we've ever imagined are what we need, and God sends us people that will help us grow stronger and stronger in Him. Remember, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9, two are better than one. Then remember in Mark 6:7, the Bible says that he called the disciples and began to send them forth two by two. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's good to have a partner. Do you have a partner today? I'd like to convince you to find one or ask God to send you one in this spiritual element by these four key components that we call the SPAR acronym. The first component, my friends and neighbors, a good spiritual partner will help you specialize. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like a person will have you focusing on your abs or your legs or your arms, then a good spiritual partner will help you concentrate on specific areas of growth. You know, if in boxing, if your upcoming opponent is left-handed, then you're going to have a left-handed sparring partner. Why? Because you want to prepare for these specific attacks. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, a good prayer partner, a good spiritual partner will help you specialize. Remember, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:11 that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Then we discover in Romans 12:5 that so we being many are one body in Christ, everyone members one of another. That means, my friends and neighbors, that it's important for us to specialize. And that's the beautiful part about having someone working with you. If prayer is where you need the most help, or faith, or consistency with Bible study, isn't it great to have a partner that can assist you in those areas? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to seek one out. That P also reminds us of the importance of participation. Yes, my friends, it's good to have someone on the journey with you. Remember, Jesus sent the disciples out two by two. He wanted them to participate with each other. Remember in Acts 4:13, the Bible says, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they marveled and took knowledge of the fact that they, both Peter and John, had been with Jesus. You know, in Numbers 14, we know about Caleb and Joshua. Then in Daniel, it's amazing that every time you see Shadrach's name, you also see Meshach and Abednego. You never see Shadrach mentioned without Meshach and Abednego. Yes, my friends and neighbors, who are you mentioned with? Who are you partnered with? When they see you, who else do they think of that's right there with you? You know, the one that they may call your Siamese twin, your road dog, your Ace Coon Boone, as it were. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all need a spiritual person like that. And when you find someone that has all the elements that you need in order to grow as a person spiritually, you want to embrace that individual. That A, my friends, in our SPAR acronym says that a good partner will make sure to hold us accountable. They'll give us accountability. You see, the good thing about sparring partners is they're the ones that are not supposed to pull their punches. They're supposed to give it all they've got. And the same token, in life, we need accountability partners. Someone that helps us set our goals, to stay on schedule, to follow up with our obligations, and to be that example that we're looking for. Remember, the Bible says in Colossians 3:16 that we should let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom. Watch this, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. That teaching and admonishing one another, of course, we know what teaching is. Admonish is to warn. This is when somebody says, hey man, might not want to do that. This may not be a great conversation. Why don't you sleep on it? Don't do it right now. Don't make that move. May not be good. and you know what the Bible says about this. We need someone in our lives like that, my friends and neighbors, that help hold us accountable. That last but not least, the R in our SPAR acronym say good spiritual partners will even help you with role play. You see, all sparring partners are really doing in boxing, they're role playing. They're actually preparing for an actual fight. They're hitting each other and punching each other, yes, and it's a real role play, but it's a symbol of what is to come. Imagine if you had someone that helped you role play when it came to witnessing. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 11 and 30 that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Our job is to win souls, to convince people to come on into the kingdom. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know the Bible says in Matthew 18:20 that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, says Jesus, there am I in the midst of them. Role play. When was the last time you recognized that you were sons and daughters of God and lived your life as if you were Jesus on earth? The Bible says to us in 1 John 4 and 17 that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are supposed to be just like him in everything that we do. Find a good partner, I challenge you. Appreciate the partners you've got. If you've already found one, they can help you grow in so many ways. And that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.